If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
BJ and Jamie. That's
where I want to be. I think that's close to where the shooting was.
Such a wacky, wacky story.
Yeah. Weezer, a little bit of Weezer. The basis for Weezer, his wife, shot yesterday in Los Angeles.
Yeah, her name is Jillian. She's 51 years old. The story just gets wackier and wackier, but we'll let the news anchor try to explain it to you.
New details tonight on the Eagle Rock hit and run turned officer-involved shooting. We now know the woman who was shot was a resident and not one of the suspects. And according to TMZ, that woman is also married to Weezer band member Scott Schreiner. This all started around 3 yesterday afternoon following a hit and run crash on the 134 freeway. According to the LAPD, the suspects ran into a nearby neighborhood. As officers were searching for them, one woman, 51-year-old Jillian Schreiner, came out of the home with a gun. Police asked her multiple times to drop it. She then pointed it at officers, and officers shot her in the shoulder. Schreiner was taken to the hospital and treated for a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. She was then booked for attempted murder. Only one of the three suspects were arrested, and police are still searching for the others.
I'm trying to figure this out.
What happened? Okay, here's what I think happened, but I'm not sure. Okay.
Me either.
I think I'm in my yard, okay? I'm going to be Jillian, okay? I'm in my yard.
Or in your house.
I'm in my house. Okay. I'm in my house, and I hear this ruckus, right? And I see this guy, and he runs through my property. So I grab my gun, right? Because I know the police are behind him, but I grab my gun because he's like right on the corner of my property, right? And then he strips down to his boxer shorts. He jumps in my neighbor's pool, and then he starts watering their lawn.
So you have no... Wait a minute.
He did that.
They had water their lawn in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed that part of the story.
Well, he started watering their plants.
Got you. All right, so you're in your house, and you hear this accident out front, and it's a hit and run. You don't realize that, but the people start running from the cars, so you're scared to death. You don't know what the hell's going on. Cops are starting
to
show up.
And I have two kids inside.
Sirens are going off. You got a couple of kids inside. You're scared to death. You grab your gun, and now you're figuring, this guy could be anywhere. He could be anywhere.
Right.
And so when the cops get there, they come to your house because they think the guy might be in your house,
He's run past my property right in the corner. Yeah,
watering the plants.
Yeah, he's watering the plants. And so I have my gun out because I don't want him to come into my house.
Exactly.
Right? So I'm pointing my gun towards that direction. Well, then the police come through and they're like, put down the gun. And I'm like, well, I think he's right over there. And they're like, put down the gun. And then I don't do it because my brain is fried because I just don't know what to do. And then, bam, I get shot in the shoulder.
What a story.
Is that crazy?
Wow. That was far better than that reporter did, Jamie.
Thank you. That's why I was on the movie Rockstar.
That's right. You're an actress.
SAG actress.
All right. Let me ask you a question.
Not saggy, but screen actress.
Everything you said there sounds like this woman was just so confused and accidents happen, okay? But the part where she comes out of the house with a gun, and you're being told to put it down, but you point it at the police.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Okay, just making sure.
And so then she went back, after she got shot, she went back in the house like an idiot, and she got her nanny, and then her nanny came back out with her hands up.
After she was shot?
Yeah.
You can put your arm up after being shot in the shoulder?
Listen, none of this makes sense.
I'm trying to do that right there.
I think she was so in shock, you know, and that adrenaline.
I think that's exactly what happened. Like, she couldn't even comprehend what was going on, let alone hear the police probably tell her to put the gun down.
And my thought is she was grazed and not, like, full impact.
It's hard for me to imagine that police standing in front of you with their guns drawn, a gun and you point one at the police officer. It's hard for me to say that you're confused. I think that you need to put the gun down.
Obviously, we're going to see the cameras, right? Their chest.
Body cam.
I don't know if she had cocktails. Yeah. I don't know if she was stoned. I don't know if she was sober. But I promise you, just like you said, BJ, not to reiterate, but if a cop tells me put down a gun, I'm putting down a gun faster than you can imagine.
If I'm confused, all of a sudden reality sinks in. When I see a cop with a gun telling me to put it down, I don't aim my gun at him. That's not what you do. Now, I will tell you this. I'm a little bit surprised on something. Because in that report, they say she's been charged with attempted murder.
Yeah.
I thought attempted murder, that you actually fired the gun or you stabbed somebody and they survived. That's attempted murder. I didn't realize that you could be charged with attempted murder just for having a gun and pointing it.
Yeah.
So I got a feeling that part of the charge is going to be lowered as they get into this and realize the confusion of it all.
What a crazy story.
She was in bad timing. Just bad timing.
I feel like she was like stoned out of her mind.
I do
too. You know how like stoners, I apologize if you're a stoner, but sometimes you guys get really confused. You're like, whoa, is that a gun pointed back at me?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I have a gun in my hand.
Yeah. This is probably really bad.
Yeah.
Because everything is in like slow motion. So she was probably like, okay, I'll put it down. But it took her an hour. Right.
And when you saw the story yesterday, or when I saw it, but I'm sure it was this way for you too. I had to read this thing and listen to it like four times.
I did too.
Because I could not figure it out. At first, I thought she was in the car and she was part of the hit and run. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. And then I didn't know that she was in a house and came out with it. I had to go through this story like four times because it's got so many working parts to it.
And you're not the only one, because originally they thought the suspect that was shot was one of the people involved in the hit and run. They didn't know it was an innocent bystander that was in her house.
Oh.
So that's why they said new details.
All right. So three people ran from the car.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, what's that situation from this morning?
Last night, there were still two on the run.
Yeah. They caught the guy, obviously, that was in the
That
next
was watering
door.
The plants.
Yeah. They caught him, obviously.
I guess they said that he wanted to fit in. So he stripped down to his boxers or whatever, and he jumped in the pool, and then he's just watering the plants like,
this is my house. I'm just out here gardening.
Yeah, he must have been on something, too, because, I mean, if you're running from a hit-and-run accident, don't stop and water the plants. I mean, come on, man.
I'm surprised he had enough time to find the hose and turn on the water.
I know.
Like, this is a whole lot in this story.
There's a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre.
I thought you were joking about the watering the plants.
No, it really happened.
I'm still fogged. My mind can't even comprehend this whole story.
And then out of all of that, some chick gets shot? Like, it's just so weird. Yeah. It is so weird.
And it's like
story.
Weezer. The basis of Weezer. It's his wife that got shot. Shot.
I know.
That's crazy. Weird. It happened right near Beverly Hills.
Where I want to be.
Crazy, crazy story. Wow.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay.
Is she okay, though? She's going to survive, right? She's all right.
They haven't even said, I don't know, actually.
Really haven't said.
I said yes, but I don't know.
I haven't heard an update on her. I don't know if she's in the hospital or what's happening right there. All right, BJ, Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.